on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. I'm Emma Rose Callaghan with the main evening news. Coming up in this bulletin, HSE has confirmed a free walk-in COVID-19 test centre will run for another week in Letterkenny. The service is for those who do not have COVID-19 symptoms. Edwin Putz has been elected as the new leader of the DUP. And Donegal is to receive just under $700,000 for repairs and improvement works on non-public roads in the county. Minister Charlie Conlogue says Donegal's allocation is the third highest nationally. And we'll be joined by Oisin Kelly with all the latest in sport at around 5:15. But first in news, the HSE has confirmed the free walk-in COVID-19 test centre will run for a further week in Letterkenny. Cliona O'Dwyer reports.
The free walk-in COVID-19 test centre will run for a further week in Letterkenny. The walk-in facility will operate from 11:30am to 5pm on Saturday, May 15th and Sunday, May 16th. It'll operate from Monday, May 17th to Friday, May 21st inclusive, from 9:30am to 6pm each day. No appointment is necessary to avail of this free service. The service is for those who don't have COVID-19 symptoms and for people who are concerned that they may have been at risk of infection in the past 2 weeks. Children can get tested if they're accompanied by a parent or guardian. You must bring a photo ID with you and provide a mobile phone number to be contacted with your results. The HSE's urged members of the public who have symptoms to consult their GP to arrange a test and to not avail of the walk-in facility.
Edwin Putz has been elected as the new leader of the DUP. Northern Ireland's Agriculture Minister defeated MP Geoffrey Donaldson by a margin of 19 votes to 17 in the party's first ever leadership contest. Putz will succeed Arlene Foster, who is set to step down at the end of this month. Edwin Putz says he will continue to campaign against the Northern Ireland Protocol as DUP leader.
He'll be reaching out to other leaders in unionism. I want to see unionism working together. The Northern Ireland Protocol has proven to be a massive challenge for us. And if we are to fight this, to ensure that everybody in Northern Ireland is not worse off as a consequence of the protocol, then it's for us to do that together.
Health service IT systems could take days to return to normal following a cyber attack this morning. The HSE says thousands of appointments might have to be cancelled if the problem continues into next week. Some maternity and cancer services have been impacted and there are delays to appointments that do go ahead. The system to refer people to a COVID-19 test and the portal to register for a vaccine are both down. HSE Chief Operations Officer Anne O'Connor says the attack came out of the blue.
There was no warning at all that we know of, and that is why it is referred to as a zero-day threat. So this came as a completely new variant. It has not been experienced before across any of our systems, and it is unknown, and that is why we have to be so cautious, because this has not been experienced anywhere before.
The HSE's Chief Clinical Officer, Dr. Colm Henry, says it will take days to resolve the issues.
The HSE webpage has full information. We will be updating that in real time as we get more information. It's going to take a number of days. This is a very serious incident in terms of our IT systems. It's going to take a number of days for us to get to the bottom of this, to resolve it, and to reopen those systems on which our services depend, those IT systems.
While the HSE is working with Gardaí and Interpol after its systems were targeted in the early hours of this morning, some services at Letterkenny University Hospital are being impacted by the shutdown of the HSE's IT system. As of now, most outpatient appointments are going ahead, and unless people have been advised otherwise, they should attend. However, the hospital has confirmed all outpatient appointments for X-rays and CT, MRI and ultrasound scans have been cancelled. cancelled today, and non-emergency elective surgery has been cancelled. The emergency department is opened, and Mr. Sean Murphy is warning that because they have had to change to a paper-based information system, there will be delays, and people should only attend in the case of serious emergencies.
We have a very clear contingency plan in the event of any system failure, whether it be for cyber attack or other reasons. And we've switched over this morning to that paper system. The downside, as you can imagine, is that the paper systems are slower, they're manual, and take longer. Our main focus here is supporting and protecting the emergency department. Obviously, people will see longer waits because getting results manually to the lab and waiting for pieces of paper to come back will take much longer. So again, we would ask patients to only present to the emergency department if they have a true emergency situation, and if appropriate, to contact their GP or the authorised GP service.
The chief medical officer expects to make a recommendation shortly around the use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. The jab is currently limited to the over 50s due to rare blood clot fears. It is hoped that the new advice from the National Immunisation Advisory Committee will clear the way for it to be used in the over 50s. Tony Holohan said he will soon give guidance on this to the health minister.
As soon as we're in a position to set out what the advice is, we'll set it out to the minister, who will then make that advice available to the HSE and to the programme ultimately, because it'll have to be operationalised. So we're just working, that's a normal part of the process. So the letter came yesterday, and it just takes us a period of time to just work that through, and that's what's happening today.
Donegal County Council is to consult with the principal of Ballyrane National School to discuss how to replace trees and shrubs that have been removed between the Mount Errigal Hotel and the roundabout at the school. The removal took place to facilitate safety works and the provision of a new traffic lane. However, it's emerged that the principal, David Oliver, wasn't briefed on what was happening. Letterkenny and Milford Municipal Coherlach Donal Coyle raised the issue this week and says consultation will now happen.
It's necessary work there at that roundabout for safety reasons. The work was done. There was no consultation with the principal on it. David Oliver is a very keen environmentalist, and he takes great pride in the school, inside and out, and he encourages his pupils to appreciate and respect the environment. Now I'm glad that, you know, when the work is complete, that the council will engage with the principal and the town gardener will be there as well on that consultation, and see what can be done to replace the shrubbery and the trees.
Important too that assurances are given to the school with regards to safety, because we know there's been a long-standing concern among teachers, staff and indeed parents at Ballyrane School. Perhaps this new lane and the new system at the roundabout will actually assist with that, but again, important that they're told what's happening.
As you know yourself, an important part of any negotiations or anything like that happening is engagement, and I think, if there is engagement, I think any problems can be sorted out.
Donegal is to receive just under €700,000 for repairs and improvement works on non-public roads in the county. Minister Charlie McConlogue says Donegal's allocation is the third highest allocation nationally, and that's to be welcomed. The local improvement scheme is intended to improve access to rural homes and farms, as well as outdoor amenities such as lakes, rivers, mountains and beaches. Donegal County Council will prioritise roads for improvement works in consultation with residents and landowners, who will be expected to make a financial contribution of no more than €1,200. But the estimated needs within the county is around €12 million. Local councillor Micheál Colm-Glasbeg says the funding announced is a major shortfall.
This is unfortunately not a positive story. The reality is that we have hundreds, if not thousands, of applicants, and there's still more to be received. People who are looking their roads fixed through the LIS scheme. Over 600,000 for a county the size of Donegal, it's like throwing a drop into the ocean and expecting the ocean to rise. There are millions upon millions of euros needed to fix our roads. But unfortunately, the ongoing failure of the Dublin government to adequately fund our road infrastructure has been exposed. I spent the day with the Gaeltacht Léir in beautiful Gleannanya looking at roads There's roads in my own area, there's roads on the islands, there's roads everywhere that are badly in need of repair. Some of these roads are actually now dangerous to walk, never mind to drive them. And it's a disgrace. And we've seen the poor allocation coming from the Dublin government in relation to our islands this week again. Comparing it to what other islands got, and I wish them well. But Donegal is constantly being left behind, and it's a total disrespect towards the community I represent.
Almost €1.1 million has been confirmed by Community Development Minister Heather Humphreys for capital works on Ireland's offshore islands. The project will be administered by the county councils in Donegal, Cork, Galway, Mayo and Sligo. Donegal County Council receives €47,500. That compares to €747,000 for Mayo County Council. Two men have been charged with offences in County Derry, one in relation to an attack in Dungiven last month. The other is in relation to the murder of a policeman 28 years ago. Donal Kavanagh has more.
A 52-year-old man has been charged in connection with the discovery of a bomb beside the car of a part-time police officer in Dungiven last month. He's been charged with five offences, including preparatory acts of terrorism, possession of articles for use in terrorism, as well as three separate charges of possession of explosive devices with intent to endanger life. Meanwhile, detectives have charged a 59-year-old man with acquiring explosives following searches in Derry on Wednesday. He's expected before Derry Magistrates Court next month. He was detained in connection with the 1993 murder of Constable Michael Ferguson. He and two others aged 48 and 62, who were also questioned in connection with Constable Ferguson's murder, were released. The murder investigation continues.
A member of the Sea Fisheries Protection Authority says despite the availability of better monitoring equipment and the willingness of most fishers and fish producers to cooperate with them, the actions of a small number have led to a new requirement that catches must be weighed at the pier. At a meeting this week of the Oireachtas Agriculture and Marine Committee, Deputy Padraig McLaughlin claimed the fishing industry is being penalised on the basis of a leaked report it has not seen. He told the SFPA delegation that equipment is inspected in Killybegs were tamper-proof.
I have observed the weighing systems at a factory in Killybegs, County Donegal. No one described the scenario there. So as the fish are coming over the weighing device, this weighing device is state-of-the-art. It is virtually impossible to tamper with. It's sealed. The weighing system is monitored round the clock by the SFPA. So the SFPA have their eyes on this weighing system. They can come and inspect that weighing system unannounced at any time. The SFPA have monitors observing those fish and that weighing system. So if you try to tamper with it, you'd be a bloody fool. Indeed, the industry are very eager to cooperate with the SFPA to have full oversight at any time, shape or form. Now, if I were you and the SFPA and the reputation of our entire industry of fishers and fish producers was being taken apart due to a leaked report that the very industry under attack cannot even read to defend themselves, I would seek to tell that story that I saw with my own eyes. Do you think that's a level of oversight that you could present to the European Commission?
However, Andrew Killeen of the SFPA questioned that assertion.
Unfortunately, the Commission is finding it very hard to get past the record that there has been a criminal conviction against an individual processor for tampering with weighing equipment. Weighing equipment that was inspected, approved by both the NSAI and the SFPA in good faith. So that's one aspect of this that we need to have more robust ways of ensuring that weighing equipment is protected. We've also gone into considerable effort to ensure that we have learned what is state-of-the-art and what are the vulnerabilities of state-of-the-art equipment. And whereas Deputy McLaughlin is right, there is better equipment available now. The state-of-the-art equipment with all these electronic features is still vulnerable to physical tampering. We agree entirely with you. We're looking for a transparent system that we can have confidence in. There are challenges there. There are opportunities there through more modern equipment, but they certainly don't close off all the issues that we're facing, where we might be dealing with,
okay.
And it is a subset of the industry,
okay,
who are determined to circumvent the regulations.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Cash for Clubs at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the new loyalty scheme that rewards your club every time you shop at michaelmurphysports.ie.
And we cross over to sport now with Oisin Kelly.
We're going to start with soccer, Emma Rose. Fun Harps in action tonight against Dundalk. The game kicks off in just under a half an hour's time at 5:45. Ollie Horgan, of course, starts a three-game touchline ban as Harps look to get back on a positive note following a 4-0 defeat at the hands of Bohemians last weekend. Let's go now to Finn Park. Let's get some team news. Jeremy Doherty.
Hi there, Oisin. Hope you can hear me okay. We were having a few problems with our line there before you came over to me. But yeah, we have some team news from Finn Harps. First of all, Johnny Dunleavy, Stephen Doherty and Shane McAleenie are all included in the starting 11 tonight. There's no Kosovar Siddiqui. He drops out. And that's interesting. Not too sure what the situation is with Siddiqui. Perhaps a knock. He has been involved in every game up until this one tonight, so obviously an injury issue there. Ethan Boyle is in as well from the start. Remember, he came on as a substitute at half time. Ollie Horgan made three changes when they were 3-0 down at that stage against Bowes last weekend. Ethan Boyle and Johnny Dunleavy both coming on at half time and both start tonight. There's no place then for Kosovar Siddiqui. Perhaps that's the big news. Dundalk coming into this one on the back of a difficult week for them. Of course, we had the situation where their players were away in Belfast last weekend and they were in breach of COVID-19 regulations, and training was cancelled on Tuesday because the players had to undergo testing. Thankfully, everything came through okay, and the HSE gave the club the all clear to come ahead and play this game this evening. So that was good news, but certainly not the best preparations for them. Of course, they have managed only two victories in their 10 games this season, and Harps have already beaten Dundalk when they met earlier in the campaign at Oriel Park. Adam Foley scoring both goals that night. And it's interesting, Oisin, Jim McGilton ahead of this one saying that his players really need to play for the shirt, show some pride as they face a Harps team who will themselves be looking to get back to winning ways. It's been a difficult few weeks for Ollie Horgan's side as well. They have picked up just one victory in their last six games. So a return to good form would certainly be welcome for them. And remember, Harps playing tonight with their manager, Ollie Horgan, serving the first of a three-game suspension following the red card that was shown to him in the Shamrock Rovers game here at the end of last month. So that's the story, Oisin. Coverage tonight is in association with the Superior Group, and we'll have full match commentary with myself and Declan Boyle from the kickoff, which is at 5:45.
Many thanks to Jeremy Doherty. So updates from 5:45 and then the full second, or what's left of the second half after 7 o'clock, about the final 35 minutes will be live uninterrupted here on Highland. Elsewhere tonight in the Premier Division, St Patrick's Athletic will look to shake off last week's defeat to Shamrock Rovers when they make the trip to Drogheda United. That one starts later on at 7:45, while in the Irish Premiership, Glenavon host Warm Point Town at 7:30. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola doesn't think his team will let up against Newcastle tonight, even though they've already won the Premier League. He admits the celebrations went long into the night after securing the title on Tuesday evening. City, of course, also have one eye on the Champions League final with Chelsea in a fortnight.
It's so addictive to win. Win is so nice. You sleep better, you eat better, you laugh more, your relations with your family is better. Everything is better. Why should I stop when we still we can do it? Why should not try to win again when still we can do it?
That game kicks off at 8 o'clock at St James's Park tonight. On to Gaelic games. Tyrone have released their team lineup for tomorrow evening's Allianz Football League opener against Donegal at Hayley Park in Omagh. Dungannon's Paul Donaghy has been named at half forward for his Red Hand senior debut. Along with Donaghy, there are four other changes to the side, which lined out in the Championship defeat to Donegal last November. Newly appointed captain Padraig Hamsey, Rory Brennan, Michael Cassidy and Richie Donnelly have also been named in the starting 15. Conor McKenna will start at full forward for Tyrone, while Cahill McShane is not listed among the matchday squad. There is no team news as yet from the Donegal camp, but we do expect one or two possible changes on the 15 from that side, which lined out when they last took to the field in the Ulster final defeat against Cavan last November. There is, of course, a full live match coverage from that tie tomorrow evening. Throws in at 5 o'clock. I'll be on commentary alongside Martin McHugh. We'll have the build-up from just after 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. It is, of course, a condensed league format as the sides prepare for the championship in the month of June. Donegal's Paul Brennan says a win would be an ideal start to the year.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's been a long season kind of apart from each other, but you know, over the last probably, you know, 3 weeks there or so, that's where we want to be at. Looking forward to Saturday night and getting back into the thick of things. There's one thing that's certain, it will be a physical battle. So it will be, other than outside of technical, it will be small changes, but inevitably we will be boiled down to a good physical battle. Every day we go out, we want to go out and win. We always want to put our best foot forward. So it is. So inevitably, 3 wins in the league would be the ideal start to our preparation for championship. Mm. So it would be.
Another news in Gaelic games: cornerback Enda Hesion will make a senior Mayo debut in tomorrow's Division 2 meeting with Down. There's also a first league start for wingback Rory Brickenden. Despite a spate of retirements, James Horan has named 9 of December's All-Ireland final side to start tomorrow's game in Castlebar. The Donegal hurlers are unchanged for the Saturday's league clash with Christy Ring champions Kildare at Newbridge. Manager Mickey McCann is sticking with the same 15 that started their Division 2B1 against Roscommon last weekend. The only changes in the substitutes with Rory Campbell coming into the squad. They've got a 1 o'clock start against Kildare for that one tomorrow. In golf, Seamus Power and Padraig Harrington tee off their second rounds at the Byron Nelson later this evening. Power begins the day well placed on 7 under par. Harrington is a shot back on 6 under. Wyndham Clark and K.H. Lee currently lead at 11 under. Paul Dunne is 2 under par following a round of 73 in the penultimate day of the British Masters. Eduardo Molinari, Dean Brewmeister and Adrian Morak are the joint leaders there, sitting at 9 under. And Rugby Ulster will look to end their losing streak this evening. Dan McFarlane's side have made 12 changes for the Rainbow Cup game away to Leinster. That one gets underway at 8:15 at the RDS. Starting at 6, before that, Connacht are away to Munster. And finally, in some other rugby news, the British and Irish Lions tour of South Africa will be held behind closed doors with no fans from Ireland or the UK permitted to travel. That's your sport for the moment, Emma Rose.
Thanks, Oisín. And now we cross over for Nuacht with Colm Ferriter.
Sé wer mahas a Colm Ferriter in Seán na príomh scéalta. Cadhú os cionn a 1.6 milliún euro dan agri a teanga teis mhóirí na gealtachta thar 3 bliana chun tacú le teaghlaí atá ag tógáil a bhaistí le gaeilge. Buint ar úsáid as an airgead chun tacúachtaí practicúla a chur ar fáil chun cur leis an réimse gníomhaíochtaí sna ceantra gealtachta éagsúla mar hacha breise de aimú an phróiseas pleanála le teanga agus an pólasaí don oideachta scéalteachta. Tá sé mar sprioc ag tuismitheoirí na gealtachta clár nua tacaíochta a chur ar bun, chomh maith le seo bronfar cearta gníomhaíochta ar shaolaí chun luath áirithe a caitheamh ar imeachtaí na heagraíochta. Tá údaras na gealtachta ag reáchtáil dhá heamannáir ar a 9 agus a 20 dúlaid an mhí seo ag díru ar arbert onaj cuirturí sa gealtacht, carthar sias ar na gréthe ar fada tá de dhích chun onad special agus taitneva a chur ar fáil de cuirturí am leana, bé sanjolíthe a láthar ag na ia heminar chomai, le foran onad cuirturí alte éirin, chun tróir a chórt ar gróthi agus aisin na tarasarachta, agus chun onad tarasarí sa gealtacht a alvú don séisir na tarasarachta in éirin, and Sauru Shaw. August Rachtel her failure Rasha Rua and Jaru Shait and Yashaw. Okaj Vliantul a Yan and Kaluru heel Rasha Nanauran as Ellen Aran Ward. Togan and Ailis Shans Aran Ugus Skelta a Flag as a runt. Kosalahan Rodella by Nakaluri her Illig Erlina Amliana Lamaskan a Jerlieri her Bio Ugus Fishina Rave Hafada Gaholus Eg and Siv Nefela. Fela Rosh Rua Bunk Com. Shimma Hodge Illegalier Slan August Bannacht.
A And finally, in weather, it will be showers will be gradually becoming more isolated this evening. Showers will eventually die out as cloud builds in the southwest ahead of a band of persistent rain spreading from the southwest. Lowest temperatures of 5 to 7 degrees. And the closing headlines, the HSE has confirmed the free walk-in COVID-19 test centre will run for a further week in Letterkenny. The service is for those who do not have COVID-19 symptoms. The HSE says thousands of appointments might have to be cancelled if the effects of today's cyber attack stretch into next week. Edwin Putz has been elected as a new leader of the DUP. And Donegal is to receive just under €700,000 for repairs and improvement works on non-public roads in the county. Minister Charlie McConlough says Donegal's allocation is the third highest nationally. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of the main evening news at highlandradio.com. Back again with the headlines at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Friday evening, May 14th. The death has taken place of Josie Noonan, née MacDonald, Drumronan, Old Cartran Hill, Sligo, and formerly of Annagree. Mass of the Resurrection will be celebrated on Monday in St Joseph's Church, Ballytivnan, Sligo at 12 noon. Burial will follow in Ross's Point Cemetery. Funeral Mass will be streamed live via studiorove.ie and also on churchtv.ie/St Joseph's. Due to current government guidelines, the family home funeral mass and burial will be private to family and limited to 50 people in the church and cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Northwest Hospice online at www.fihilis.ie/pay. The death has taken place of Mary Boyle, Drumkeen, Donegal. Mary's remains are reposing at her late home in Drumkeen. Removal from there on Sunday at 12:30 for 1 o'clock funeral mass in St Patrick's Church, Drumkeen, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed live due to HSE and government guidelines. The wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The death has taken place of Phil Gallagher, Bunker Bog, Glenties. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral mass at 1 o'clock on Sunday in St Connell's Church, Glenties, with interment afterwards in the local cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv/Glenties. Due to HSC and government guidelines, the wake and funeral is for family only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Medical Rehab Letterkenny, care of any family member or James McGuinness Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Helen McKendrick, 2 High Road, Letterkenny. Helen's remains will repose at her home until 5:30 this evening. Funeral mass tomorrow in St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny at 3 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the family plot in Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to St Vincent de Paul, Letterkenny. Due to HSC and government guidelines, the wake and funeral is for family and close friends only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The death has taken place of Sammy Breeden, Cooley Moville. Funeral service on Sunday at 2 o'clock in St Columb's Church of Ireland, Moville, followed by burial in the adjoining burial ground. Due to HSC and government guidelines, the funeral and burial are private to family only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The sudden death has taken place in Birmingham of Eddie Kane, formerly of Grahamsland Castlefin. Cremation taking place in Birmingham, with Eddie's ashes being brought home at a later date. The death has taken place of Danny McNamee, 30 Gallon Road, Newton Stewart. Danny's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, going to St Eugene's Church, Glenock, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only. Funeral Mass will be streamed live on YouTube at Derg Media. All inquiries to Paul Gallagher, Funeral Director, Newton Stewart. The death has taken place of Josie McGill, Station Road, Glenties. His remains are reposing at Hugh Jared and Fiona Gallagher's residence, Station Road, Glenties. Removal from there tomorrow morning, going to St Connell's Church, Glenties, for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in the local cemetery. Due to HSC and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv/Glenties. Family Flowers Only Please donations if desired to the Glenties Daycare Centre or Kennebays Community Hospital, care of any family member or James McGuinness and Sons Funeral Directors, Glenties. The death has taken place of Jimmy McGlinchey, 162 Laurel Drive, Strabane, and formerly of Newton Kennedy Street, Strabane. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in St. Columba's Cemetery, Donnyloop. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral will be private to family only, please. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam at mcnmedia.tv/Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane. And the death has occurred of Kieran O'Connell, 8 Barnhill Park, Letterkenny. Kieran's remains are reposing at his late residence. Requiem Mass tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock in St. Eunan's Cathedral, with interment afterwards to Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to the Irish Cancer Society Daffodil Centre, Letterkenny. Care of any family member or Con McDade and Sons Funeral Director. Funeral Mass can be viewed on stunionscathedral.ie. Due to HSC and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial are private to family only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted.